Here's a thought I'll title, The 17 by 22 Inch Threshold. A few years ago, I did an interesting experiment to learn more about megapixels and what they can and cannot produce and where they're important and where they're not. And the short story is that essentially I made a series of photographs with a friend of mine. I used my 16 megapixel camera with the best lenses I had, and he used his 42 megapixel camera with even better lenses, Carl Zeiss lenses that he had. And we did a side-by-side shooting comparison. And then I took those files, applied normal sharpening, and made prints just to see if there was a difference between the 16-megapixel sensor and the 42-megapixel sensor. And what I discovered was there was absolutely zero visible difference at all between the 16-megapixel camera and the 42-megapixel camera, as long as the prints were no larger than 17 by 22 inches. So for anybody making 17 by 22 inches or less, that size, by the way, was the largest sheet of paper that I could put through my printer at the time. So my conclusion was, if you print 17 by 22 inch or smaller prints, it'll make no visible difference whatsoever between a 16 megapixel camera and a 42 megapixel camera. And I found that interesting and to some extent comforting, because it gave me the confidence that I didn't need to upgrade my camera to make the size prints that I was interested in making. Well, I just recently did a very similar test that produced a fairly similar result, and I just thought I'd mention it here in case anybody's wondering about it. And that is, I took my current 20 megapixel camera and made a photograph, and then switched it over into ultra high resolution pixel shifting mode. This is where the camera makes a series of 8 exposures and combines them together. Each of those 8 exposures involve a tiny pixel shift of the sensor, so that I ended up with an 80 megapixel image. So my camera can produce in normal mode 20 megapixels, and in this high resolution pixel shift mode, 80 megapixels. I took those 2 images and I made 17 by 22 inch prints. Virtually no difference. So here again, it appears as though there's some sort of threshold at 17 by 22. And if you go higher than that, you need the megapixels. And if you make prints that are 17 by 22 or smaller, you don't need lots of megapixels. It's just the way it works out mathematically, and I guess with the size of the printing dots, etc. So to finalize that series of experiments, I took those 2 images and I had to crop a portion of the image out because I don't have a printer that will print larger than 17 by 22. But I cropped out of the middle of those photographs the equivalent area as if I were making a 32-inch print. And at that size, with my naked eye, at a reasonable viewing distance of, you know, the distance you would read a book or some such thing, I could definitely see a difference, that the extra megapixels paid off because there was detail visible there that wasn't available in the lower megapixel image. So in my way of thinking, the threshold is 17 by 22. And if you're interested in making prints that are larger than 17 by 22, you need all the megapixels you can get. And if you're making prints that are 17 by 22 or smaller, extra megapixels don't help. This says nothing, by the way, about cropping and what extra megapixels might help you do in terms of cropping and preserving detail. I'm just talking about an uncropped full-size print. And in my mind, this most recent test confirmed what I had learned years ago, and to me becomes the definitive answer on how I think about megapixels.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.